Welcome to the Health and Fitness Frederick Podcast, where we discuss all things related to health and wellness. We dispel common myths and misconceptions regarding healthcare, and we do it in a way that you can actually understand. And it is hosted by yours truly, Dr. Matt Silver, Doctor of Physical Therapy, and founder of Alpha Project Physio and Performance. All right, guys, welcome to another episode. And on this episode, we're talking about longevity. And in particular, longevity as an athlete. And I'm going to use distance running as an example, but this applies to basically any other sport. It could be CrossFit, soccer, lacrosse, gymnastics, really any sport you could think of, this applies to. I mean, there are some variables that we might not be able to account for on our own. For instance, like football, someone tackling you and taking out your knee, right? It's hard to account for that, but we're going to go over things you can do on your own and things that you can practice and perfect that are going to keep you being able to perform that sport for a long period of time and essentially being injury-free and having this longevity. I love using distance running because, right, there's guys that are running, men and women that are running well into their 60s, 70s, 80s, right, and beyond, and being able to do this for their life, and really everybody should be able to achieve this, but it's about, right, are you following these core principles, these core pillars that we're going to talk about, and are you going to put in the work to do it? Because if right, it's great to know these, but you actually have to do it and practice, and that's what's going to make you, it's going to allow you to have, right, the attribute of longevity in whatever your sport is. So, guys, I'm excited. So let's dive right in. So, the three core pillars. Number one, the first pillar is strength. The second pillar is mobility, and the third pillar is skill. So, in this case, if we take a distance runner, the three things, and there are some other things, I will say that, some supplementary attributes that you do need to have, right? All right, you need to be eating well and sleeping well and hydrating well, and there's a couple other things. But for the most part, strength, mobility, and skill. And let's talk about strength first. And this is a big one for distance runners. Many times, and a lot of the guys that I run with, I think they're guilty of this. Hey, I've been guilty of this myself, is we think that the more we run, right, we think that just, hey, going out for a 4, 5, 6, 10-mile run, maybe your long run, if it's even longer than that, that's, right, that's some strength training, right? We're running and using our legs and we're improving some strength. And sorry to burst your bubble, but that couldn't be further from the truth. When we run, guys, we are not actually training strength. It's not a form of strength training. And you may argue, hey, Matt, what if I went from doing nothing to running? If I was a couch potato and I decided to start running. Okay, maybe there are some minor strength gains you may see in that case. But for the most part, when you go out to run, you're not actually getting stronger. You're just becoming a more efficient runner. Right, so it's a kind of, right, you're aerobically challenging your body, you're going through, you're using oxygen to produce ATP and produce energy, and that's great, but you're not actually strength training. Right, it's a form of metabolic conditioning, and right, other forms of metabolic conditioning are right, cycling, rowing, a ski erg, right? So all these, there's other, swimming, right? There's other kinds of metabolic conditioning. And running is, because it's a type of that, right? You're conditioning your body, right? The metabolic conditioning side of that. And you're specifically training that while running, right? You can specifically train that while swimming as well. And they do vary because, hey, there's a lot more upper body involvement with rowing and with swimming than there is with running. So you're not getting stronger. You're just becoming a more efficient runner. And that's a good thing, right? We need to become a more efficient runner. And right, we need to have our easy days and long run days and our threshold our tempo days and our critical velocity days. If you do VO2 max training, that's cool as well. Or some speed days, some repetition days where we want to get some turnover going. But this isn't going to improve our strength. And And you may be asking yourself, hey, Matt, well, you know, that's great and all, but why do I need to be strong, right? Why can't I just be an efficient distance runner? That is a great point. Thank you for asking that. The reason why a distance runner needs to be strong, same reason why a CrossFit athlete needs to be strong, right? To be able to get that bar over your head, right? Be able to do the deadlift and the squat and perform it the right way as a distance runner. And also, right, to stay injury free. So when we are strength training, we'll go back to the distance running side. If I'm a distance runner and I'm strength training, my muscles are getting stronger, my tendons and my ligaments, right? They're adapting and becoming stronger as well. And right, becoming more supple, more pliable, and be able to handle the loads that we are applying to them. So there's an injury prevention side to this, and also a performance side to this as well. As if you do some kind of supplementary strength training, right, we're not bodybuilding here, but some kind of supplementary strength training where it's right around six to kind of the six reps for when you're working out. This is a great way to improve your strength, and it's going to keep you injury free by improving the tissue quality of your tendons, muscles, and ligaments, but also it's going to help you perform better. It's going to make you a better runner, right? If you start working on your glutes and your hamstrings and you improve the strength of these muscles, you're going to run faster, right? Your tissues are going to be stronger, and you're going to be able to push harder with each push. Like, yes, being an efficient runner, you need to run in order to train for a half marathon or a 10K or a 15K, whatever it may be, or a 10 miler, right? But you need to be strong so your muscles can handle that load repeatedly, and also to keep yourself injury free. Well, and also, excuse me, to keep yourself, to allow you to be stronger, allow you to run faster. Right? I think we all want to run faster, so it's a great way to stay injury free and to run faster. Okay, so we've talked about strength. The next core pillar is mobility, and this is one that I love talking about because I think most people that know that I'm all about mobility, and that I'm all about improving that. Whether you're a distance runner, CrossFit athlete, whatever it is, that's my thing, man. I'm big into that, and right, distance runners need this, right? It's a core pillar, and it's a core pillar for a reason. So a prime example, a great example that I always like to tell people is it's kind of my own story. When I was in high school and in college, I had a lot of knee pain and a lot of low back pain. And I would go to orthopedists, I would go to other physical therapists in the area. This was back in upstate New York and also in Buffalo, New York, where I went to school, and just never really got better. I was told, well, basically what happened, I shouldn't say I didn't get better, but basically what happened was I was told, hey, Matt, stop running, right? Take some time off from running. And there's some other treatment methods that are very popular in that area that I did, and it just didn't work out. And what was happening was from all the sitting I was doing and studying, my hip muscles were getting tight, having some adhesions formed, right? The fascia, the muscles, the tendons. There's adhesions forming, and also my joint capsule was getting tight, and I was losing hip mobility. So when I would try and extend backwards, and when you're pushing off the ground, propelling yourself forwards, I didn't have the mobility to get my hip back there. So what was happening is my pelvis would compensate, and it would kind of do this. If you've ever heard of an anterior pelvic tilt, or think about sticking your butt out backwards and hyperextending your back, right? Excessively curving your low back, that's what was happening every single time I was taking a step. And just, I mean, it killed my low back. I had to stop running because of this. I only got 2 years of a collegiate cross country season. Like, that sucked. All because, you know, I just wasn't given the right treatment, or someone didn't look at me the right way. So it's huge. So mobility is huge as a distance runner. So if you lack this mobility, you will automatically lack stability. And case in point, I could have had the strongest core in the world. Because I lacked that hip extension, that hip behind me motion, my pelvis had to compensate. It didn't matter how strong my core was. That pelvis was going to compensate no matter what, unless I just didn't want to push my leg back. And so our brains are this fantastic piece of software that, hey, if you're lacking some mobility, it's going to find a way around it, but it's not going to be a long-term solution. And another great example we can talk about is as a CrossFit athlete, if you're trying to do an overhead squat, and some of you that are listening to this, overhead squat with a barbell, I mean, let me say that, right? Your hands are locked in there. Especially if you start adding some weight, some adding some place to that, if you do not have very good mobility in your shoulders, in your thoracic spine, in your hips, and in your ankles, you will not be able to get into a deep squat and into proper positioning. You're going to compensate somehow. You're most likely not even going to be able to keep the bar over your head. So again, another prime example of if you lack the mobility, you're going to lack the stability. In this case, in CrossFit, you can't even do the motion. You won't even be able to do the overhead squat because you lack that shoulder mobility. So mobility is huge, guys, when it comes to just being able to have longevity, right? If I kept running, I had to stop running. I was like 21 years old and I had to stop running, right? I didn't even make it into my 30s at that point. I can run now, but at that point, right, I had so much hip tightness and so much of a lack of mobility, so much of a limitation there that it was horrible. It was just the worst. So we've gone over strength, we've gone over mobility. The third one and final one that I think a lot of the runners that I run with, they're actually pretty good at this. they lack the other two, but this one they're actually pretty good at. And this is your running form, right? This is your ability to, your skill, right? Your ability to move the right way. And a great way or a great example that I like to think about is, think about a major league pitcher, right? They have pitching coaches and someone watching them to making sure that they are moving the right way, that they're getting their elbow up or they're stepping a certain way or, right, twisting their bodies and getting their elbows, whatever they're doing, right? They have somebody coaching them and showing them, hey, get that elbow up. Hey, step over here. Hey, you're not following through, right? So essentially, they are constantly practicing their skill. So throwing a fastball 90 miles an hour, like, guys, that's a skill. Throwing a curveball at 85 miles an hour, that's also a skill, guys. You can damn believe that's a skill, and they have to practice that a lot. And the same thing goes for running, right? If you just go out and run, maybe you'll have pretty good form, maybe not, right? Maybe you're overstriding, or I should say overstepping, right? From the right side to the left, from when the right foot hits the ground to when the left foot hits the ground, maybe you're overstepping. Maybe you're bouncing too much, right? You have too much vertical oscillation, and you just don't know any better. There could be some other reasons why. But maybe you're just not moving the right way because you're never coached and never practiced the right way. And that's okay. But skill training for a distance runner is huge. Because, right, this is a reason why knee pain is so rampant in distance runners is overstriding. When we overstride, there's a lot of force that goes through that kneecap and a lot of force that goes through the quads. And it just can wreak havoc on our knees. If we start to run the right way and pull the ground, I'm all about pulling the ground like you're a hamster on a hamster wheel, this can really help you out. It's really going to help not only just keep you injury free, but allow you to actually probably make you a faster runner. I've noticed when I started implementing this years ago, when I go out to run, I just feel good. I feel faster, like hitting my if it was an 8-minute mile pace, let's say, it just felt easier. So I'm like, oh, just because I'm consciously at first, but then unconsciously, because you just do it. It's like learning how to walk. But learning how to move the right way is key. These are the three core pillars, right? Strength, mobility, and skill. And if you guys practice these, and if you work at them, right, that distance running is a great example, because typically a lot of runners don't do any strength training, and a lot of runners don't work on mobility, but the form-wise, they do a pretty good job. But if you can optimize these three things, right, if you can work on your strength, work on your mobility, and also have some drills, right, have some skill training along with that, that is what's going to make you the best runner you can be, allow you to run faster times, allow you to run longer into life, right? Have that longevity and just enjoy life, right? Life is always better when you're pain-free. And that's what having a longevity in your sport means, is being able to enjoy your sport pain-free or pain-less, not have issues, and be able to do that sport for longer periods of time. So guys, thanks for listening. I'll catch you next time. Hey, wait a minute, guys. I just wanted to say, thanks for listening to the podcast today. And if you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support this podcast, please share this with others by taking a screenshot of this episode and posting it to your story on Instagram and tag Alpha Project Physio so we can repost it. And to stay up on all the latest from me, please follow Alpha Project Physio on Instagram and Facebook, and then subscribe to the Alpha Project newsletter at www.alphaprojectphysio.com. See you guys next time.